say, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away.
Haven't heard that for a long time. That's More Than a Feeling from Boston. Keep your suggestions coming by texting 53106 and we'll play perhaps your choice tomorrow morning.
Ask the Expert on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to financialbroker.ie. No bias, no pressure. Just clear, concise, impartial financial advice.
So it is Monday and we have a Monday expert and we are joined by financial advisor Frank Conway, who's the founder of moneywhiz.org. Frank, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, a lot of people are, you know, scratching their heads about money, what to do. Their income is diminished or gone during this period. But there is probably a bright side that they might not be spending as much. So how do people budget over the next while?
Well, the starting point in any budget really is have just a very simple device. I call it a personal budgeting tool. I use them all of the time. I use one which sits onto an A4 sheet, and they look at two things. They look at what's coming in, and that's really important right now, and then what's going out. And on the going out, there's needs and wants. So on that end of it, they probably just need to sit down to get their bearings, because that is often the first thing that happens when people go through a financial emergency. They think of the lifestyle they've had, they're not sure which way to go, and I would say the first thing is survival, and you need to identify what money you've got, what source of money you've got, and then on the back of that, where you can start to make some cuts.
Now, you mentioned needs and wants. It would be lovely to have this, that, or the other, but it's not something that's absolutely necessary. Therefore, I'm isolate what I absolutely need versus what I would like.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, because one of the things I would say to anybody who's lost a lot of income right now is they're going to be worried about many different things, and they really need to eliminate financial stress. So what banks are doing and credit unions are doing for anybody who's got a mortgage, for example, is they are allowing them to apply for a deferral of payment. In other words, if they over the next 3 months, for example, all of the banks, the main lenders in Ireland, and some of the other investment firms as well have said, look, if you come back to us, you need to show us that you've lost income, number one. So you need to have that paperwork, that letter from your employer to show you've either been let go or you've had a significant reduction in income. And then what lenders are doing in those cases, they're giving a deferral. So that's the first thing that people need to look at. The rest of that, then, they need to look in terms of actually how much is coming in. So there would be critical insurances that I would say to people that they absolutely should try to keep going. For example, life protection policies. Because we know what happened in the past is people would often drop those policies and regret that later. So the temptation would be almost to eliminate everything. So be very careful in a lot of that.
Now, do we have any clarity yet from the health insurers as to whether or not you get a rebate? Because it appears, although the arguments are still going on between some private consultants who are being recruited into the public sector for the duration of this pandemic, but by and large, a lot of private insurance services will not be available and you're still paying your premium. Can you save money there?
Yeah, well, on the first question, on that, I haven't seen clarity on that one yet. So that is where somebody is not getting the service that they're essentially paying for. So I haven't seen clarity. And I think I would presume all of the protection or the insurance companies are working through there. The other side is on getting the best policy. That's a separate issue. And on that one, I would say to anybody is they need to perhaps go back to the Health Insurance Authority, HIA.ie, and what they will look at is all of the different plans are out there. But the challenge that people will have is that the number of policy premiums that are in those in the HIA.ie website, there's 300 or 400. And so the challenge will be, first of all, sit down and get to know the policy really well. Decide exactly what you want. And when I begin to look at this, I would say first thing in any budgeting plan is to evaluate exactly what you have. So what is coming in? What type of policy do you have? what type of excess cover do you have. The second thing is eliminate excesses that you probably don't need, or increase excesses. In other words, can you pay more for a service if you're not going to use it? And the third thing is perhaps to eliminate policies that are really expensive that aren't worth your while. Yeah. In some cases, people can do this themselves. In more cases, they may want to talk to an expert. And there are some out there who are very good, perhaps also very well known, that can guide them through the process in terms of if it were a health insurance policy instead of going through 300 or 400
And Dermot plans. Good is the very man who's expert in all of that. We have him regularly on the show. Now, people wanting to know, on foot of your comments, when you talk about, you know, deferring your mortgage, will they want that paid up quickly? Or if you've got 15 years left on a 20-year mortgage, for example, and this crisis lasts 6 months before people are back on their feet financially, will they simply say, well, don't pay us anything for the next 6 months, but your mortgage will extend to 15 years and 6 months instead of 15 years? Or will they try to recoup that money in the shorter term?
Yeah, what's happening right now, and the 6 months is a really interesting question. What's happening right now is they've done it on a 3 month basis. But if you have a 30 year mortgage and not going 30 years and 3 months, what they're doing is they're capitalizing that back in. So the wording we use in the industry is amortizing it back over the 30 years. So in other words, that repayment amount will be factored in, and the cost of the mortgage will go up very marginally. If you have a tracker mortgage, for example, you probably will not notice a lot on that. If you have a standard variable rate mortgage, it might be a little bit higher, for example.
Okay. But will try to capitalize that over the period. The amount of interest or whatever you were paying for the next 6 months or 3 months as it is now, but it could be 6 months, they'll turn that into what kind of capital would be added to the mortgage at the end, and then that increases the calculation, but so marginally that it's painless, depending on how long you've left.
Yeah, depending on how long you've left. But like, you know, if somebody has only a very short period of time left, they've got quite a low payment. So it kind of works itself out. I would say that if you were doing a deferral on this, like let's say the example might have been an interest-only type mortgage in the past and you didn't pay the interest for the first 5 or 10 years, then you would feel that pain quite quickly. But in these cases, a couple of months is not going to make a lot of difference to somebody. So what I would encourage anybody out there to do is try to preserve capital or savings as much as possible, because if the banks are giving you a deferral, take that, because it's not going to impact your credit rating. For example, it will not show up in the future that you took a deferral on a payment. Also, with credit unions, they're doing the same thing, but what some are offering is maybe to use shares. In other words, if you've got savings, they will ask first if you want to maybe apply that towards the loan, and then they're doing what the banks are doing as well, which is actually extending or perhaps giving you the holiday for 3 months, but then capitalizing that over the loan, the term of the loan itself.
Now, this question. I have a deposit for a house saved that I was planning to buy this month or next, but now I won't need that money for at least 6 months, maybe a year. Should I be doing something to make that money work for me more than it's doing in a regular savings account where you might get 0.01%? It's not doing any work for you at all. So what to do? Because I'd be a bit nervous of the stock market, to be quite honest. I don't know which way it's going to go.
Yeah, my advice to anybody right now is not to be looking at investing. If they have investments through pensions, for example, they might want to maybe move that more into bonds. But for this individual, they are going to need that money. And right now, we're in uncharted territory. If we go back and look at the stock market performances over since 1929, for example, we know that they went through several years of turbulence. So I would say to anybody, if you need that money for a specific purpose, buying a home, for example, do not take any risk with that. Right now, capital is absolutely king, and I hate to use that phrase, but it absolutely is. They will need that money for perhaps day-to-day living expenses, and they will need it for buying a critical home that they will need. And that is part of building financial security long-term, buying a home. So I would say just park that right now. Don't take any risk with that, because while you might think that there are investments in the market, if you were to invest, go in through what we would call a low-cost index tracker or something like that. But don't go buying equities or shares in companies, because it's just too volatile.
Now, Frank, how active are the financial institutions at the moment? Because one of the ideas, if you've got an asset, say a house, and you own it outright, or you've very little left to pay, but you don't want to suffer too much hardship during this pandemic, can you get equity release on your home? You know, you owe nothing on it or very little.
Yeah.
It's worth 400 grand and you'd like to get a nice little bit of cash to get you through this. Is that possible?
Yeah, it is. So it is possible. So the lenders will look at two things. They will look at the equity in the property. And so for somebody who's in a property, they may own the property is worth $400,000. Maybe the mortgage is $100,000. That means there's $300,000 in borrowable equity there. In that case, there's two things the lender will look at. First of all, the equity, which is kind of almost irrelevant in Ireland because we tend not to take back property anyway. The second thing is the income, and that is on what we call the debt service ratio. So we look in terms of what debts the individual have. If they've lost a job, for example, they're probably out of luck in that case because the lender will say that there's no income coming in. Or they will look in terms of any other sources of income that they may have. But on the first level is banks are lending. The only problem right now is they've deferred, and credit unions are the same, is they've reallocated all the resources. So it might take a little bit longer to get an application through. But if somebody took a salary cut of maybe 20% or 30%, the chances are if they're borrowing 50,000, they did it over 10, 15 years, that their debt service ratio would be fine in those cases.
Mm. Now, the question of a tax refund, how good are the revenue at giving you back tax if, because of your situation now, you know you'll have paid too much tax so far?
Yeah, really good question. And often people tend to forget this one. So let's say we take somebody who's been earning 70,000 in the first 3 months or for the year, and they've gone through the first quarter and they've been earning on an average of working towards 70,000 for the year. In their case, revenue is estimating that their salary for the entire year will be that 70,000 and a tax on that basis. If you take a wage cut, if you take a job loss, then you're probably going to be owed tax. Now, revenue are very, very good in terms of getting back. Now, most of the seminar people I've talked to over the years have always said, look, they get back really, really quickly. The only thing we don't know right now is just if there's a backlog, and there will be a huge backlog. So I think that in itself will take a little bit of time. The only thing is that since PAYE modernization last year, this is a much faster process because a lot of this, I think, automated online. So anybody who's got the My Account of Revenue can go in and begin to file for a claim back. But first of all, I would say is either use the Citizens Information website and it explains how it works, or use Revenue's website as well. Both are very, very good in terms of the steps needed to get the cash back.
Okay, now a final one. I arranged a 3-month deferral on my mortgage on Friday with Permanent TSB, but I forgot to ask, do they refrain from debiting my account, or do I have to do that with my own bank? Do I have to stop it?
Yeah, good question. So if with their own bank, they would want to contact the bank themselves and just make a notification to them. So generally, I would say for anything like that, just go the extra step to contact the lender or contact the current account provider and just make them aware that it shouldn't be coming out. So you've got an arrangement in place. It shouldn't be coming out anyway, but I would just make an extra notation, preempt anything like that to make sure that it actually isn't out of there. If it was taken,
because you can stop these things online. You can go in and stop your direct debits. So
yeah. And credit unions are doing this as well. A lot of them have set up current accounts in the last few months. So a lot of, you know, there's a kind of a lot of resources that people sometimes aren't aware of. We begin to see that they're probably not aware of the functionality in there. Just become aware of the online resources that are available.
All right, Frank, thank you very much for joining us. A financial advisor and founder of moneywhiz.org. That's Frank Conway. That's all we have time for today. If you want to hear more from the show, download the Newstalk app. My thanks to the team, editor Emer Bradley, producer Owen Brennan, researcher Shifra Mulqueen and John Casey. Anne-Marie Kane was broadcast assistant and Cormac McDonough was on sound. But next up, Lunchtime Live with Ciara Kelly.